Today's daf is Gittin Daf Chaf, and we are 20 lines from the bottom of Daf Yotes Amid Beis Omar Shmuel. Today's daf is being learned from Ilui Nishmas, David Shmuel, Ben Aharon Yosef. So yesterday we began a new Mishnah, very straightforward Mishnah, that discusses what type of inks a sofer can use to write a get, and on what type of paper a sofer can write again. Today's daf is going to pick up a little bit on that theme. And as a disclaimer, before we begin the daf, Gittin Daf Chaf is a fully loaded daf. There are a lot of Gittin sugyas that we're going to go through way too quickly. There's some shas sugyas that we're going to go through way too quickly. Unfortunately, we do what we do in the time that we have to do it. But today's daf really has a lot of yesoidus in it. It's up to Gemara. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said, Nosan lo niyor chalok. If a man gave his wife a blank piece of paper, for Amar lo, and he told her, Hareze gitech. This is your get, meaning I want to divorce you, seemingly, with this blank piece of paper. Said Shmuel, shockingly, migureshes. The halach is, she's divorced. And the reason is, chayshinon, we're concerned, shema b'mei milen kosf. Maybe this is really not a blank piece of paper. Maybe there was a proper get that was written on this piece of paper. The reason you don't see it is because the get was written with liquid that comes from gallnuts, where the metzias is that after some time, the liquid would get absorbed into the paper, and as a result, you wouldn't be able to see it. It's like an invisible ink of some sorts. And being that it's possible that that's what happened, it's for that reason that the halacha is migurasha. So before we even go weiter, we have to unpack this a little bit. Number one, the Gemara in the Havamina is going to be of the impression that although Shmuel said, chayshinon shema b'mei milen kosvoy, he didn't really mean chayshinon. That word's a little bit of a misnomer. But rather, we assume for sure that that's what happened. And the basis to think that is, because that's what Shmuel said. Nasan lo niyor chalok v'amr lo hareze gitech migureshes. Migureshes sounds like b'teres vaday, not b'teres safik. So when Shmuel says a second later, toich kidei dibur chashinon shema b'mei milen kosvoy, it's not really only a chashash that maybe it was written b'mei milen, but if she's migureshes b'teres vaday, we assume for sure that that's what happened. Now, that's poshit, that if a man would give his wife a blank piece of paper and say harezu migureshes, harezu gitech, you could have a dechsima, you could have a demesira, it's not going to be a get. You have to have a proper get written on the piece of paper. Better. Even if there wasn't proper get written on this piece of paper, but it was absorbed into the niyar, such as it was written with meimilin, it was written with invisible ink, but if at the time of the Mesiris Haget, those words were not legible, you couldn't see it, I don't care that it's absorbed in the piece of paper. It's poshut again that she would not be Migureshes. When Shmuel says that the halach is Hareze Gitech Migureshes Chayshinon Shemba B'mei Milen Kosvoy, what we're saying is that we're assuming, and again, it's not Chayshinon Misafik, but Teres Vaday, that at the time that the get was handed over, really, there was a proper get that was written on this piece of paper. However, after the Mesiris HaGet, it's then that it became invisible. So that at the time that the get was handed over, then you were able to read it, and it's poshut that it's only then that Shmuel would have said that the halacha is that Migureshes. But still, there's a few things we have to understand. Number one, what did the Edom say? Did the Edom see the ksav that was written? So then we don't have to say chashinon shema b'mei milen kosvoy. We know for sure that that's what happened. And if the Edom didn't see anything, then okay, it's a moot point. Then l'chayra, it for sure was in the yarchalik. It was a blank piece of paper, and based on that, she should not be migureshes. So Tosa asks the kasha, and Tosa says that you see from here that Edim do not have to see the get at the time of the Mesiris HaGet. Meaning, Hocha b'mayaskina, where the Edim did not see. They didn't see it. Now, after the Mesiris HaGet, everybody looked and they said, oh my, this is a blank piece of paper. What went on over here? But at the time of the Mesiris HaGet, the Edim didn't see. You can be Edim Mesira on a get. We paskin like Rabbi Lazar, Edim Mesira Karti. You can be Edim Mesira on a get, even if you physically did not see what was written on the get. Now, in the course of this first part of the daf, the Gemara is going to bring him on the Amr that's chaylik with that. And holds that no, that's not true. Edim have to see Vashtet and get in order for the get to be a get. But Shmuel al-Kopanim didn't agree with that. And Shmuel held that as long as Edom witness a Masira and they hear the Baal say, Hareze, Gitech, the halacha is Migureshes. But there's another question, and that is, why is the husband believed to say that this get had a proper get? Again, at the time of the Masira get, nobody saw anything. Edom witnessed a Masira of some sorts. It looks like this man is divorcing his wife. He said, Hareze, Gitech, but at the same time, they didn't see Vashtei. Now they looked at it, and it's a Niyar Chalak. There's a smoking gun that there really wasn't anything written on it. Still, Harez Nigureshes, Beteres Vada, Shmuel Shita is that the husband's going to be believed. The question is why? This is also Tosfos Kasha, and Tosfos says you have to say that the reason the husband is believed is because he has a Migo. Because if he really wanted to divorce his wife, he wouldn't have to lie. He can just write a get, give it to his wife. Midei Raisa, a woman can become Migureshes Balkarcha, and he would divorce her. And just like Tosfos says, the Gemara says, a husband that says, Girashti Ishti, he's believed, Hayul B'yadi L'garsha, so too the husband's believed to say that at the time that I gave this get over, there was a proper get that was written on it, even though now it's a Niyar Chalak, Afal Pikin, it's not going to be a problem. But the bottom line is, Shmuel said one line, Nasala Niyar Chalak, V'amala Hareze Gitech Migureshes, This is a loaded line. There's a lot of chidushim over here. Most notably, that a husband is always believed to say that I divorced my wife because he has a migu. If he wants to, he could just divorce her right now. Additionally, the Edei Mesira do not have to see Vashtet in get at the time that there's a Mesira Saget. The bottom line is, right now the Niyar was Chalak. So for sure now it looks like something is not okay, right? There's a major reis over here. Shmuel said, it's not such a reis. Why? Chayshinon, we assume, not Suffolk. But we assume Shemba b'meimilin kasvay that this get was written with meimilin. If it was written with meimilin, it would have been a proper get at the time of the Masira. Now you don't see it because it was written with this proverbial invisible ink, and that's why the halacha is Megureshes. But the Gemara says, Meisvi, I'll ask you a kasha from a brayse. Hariza gitech, if a man gives his wife a get, unat lasai, and then the woman took the get, v'zarkas oliyap, she threw it into the sea, or she threw it into a fire, or she threw it into something else that would have destroyed it. The bottom line is, this get was destroyed. So a man gives his wife a get, and now all of a sudden the get is gone. V'chazava amar, then afterwards the husband said that even though I gave my wife what seemed like a get, but it wasn't really a get. Shtar pasimhu, shtar amonohu. So what's a shtar pasim? What's a shtar amono? We don't need the technical nature of it to understand the Gemara, but Rashi teaches what it is. Shtar pasim is when a man would write a shtar to his friend telling him that I owe you a lot of money. Why would you do it? So like this, the person's going to look like a gvir. He has an outstanding accounts receivable for asach gelt, and like this, he's going to look very chashav. Shtar amono is me'inyin le'inyin ba'isa'inyin, where somebody will write to someone else that I borrowed money from you, I'm your life. Again, you really have to trust this person. That's why it's called shtar amono. It's based on a very, very high level of trust. But the bottom line is that the husband said that even though I gave my wife a shtar, even though I said I raised a gitech, really it wasn't a get. What was written then on this piece of paper? Shtar pasim, it was a shtar amono. The halacha is migureshes. She is going to be divorced, meaning v'loy kol hemnu lo yisro. He doesn't have a right to say now that she's really aser and that really she's in eshes ish. So if a man gives his wife a get, and then all of a sudden the get disappeared, and he comes and he says, it wasn't really a get, it was a shtar pasim, a shtar amono. The halacha is she is migureshes, and he's not believed to suddenly, after the fact, say that I never divorced my wife. Meaning, it sounds like nobody really read this get, because if somebody would have read the get, if the Edom know what it said, so the Edom will tell us whether it was a get or whether it was a shtar pasim, a shtar amona. The halacha is that the woman is going to be megureshes, because if he says areza gitech, we assume she's divorced. So really, it sounds like this Bryce is saying something very similar to what Shmuel is saying. Shmuel was talking about where a man gave a niyar chalak. He said, "Areza gitech, we assume megureshes." Here, it wasn't a niyar chalak. There was something written on the piece of paper, but maybe it was a shtar pasim, shtar amono. We don't know exactly what was written on the piece of paper. The halacha is megureshes. Meaning, the fact that now he's not believed to say that it wasn't a get isha is a raya that when he said, "Areza gitech," we assume for sure that it was a proper get. So it sounds a little bit like the Bryce is really supporting Shmuel's memory, but the Gemara asks it as a kasha, because time of day cooks out. It sounds like the only reason in the Bryce, so we assume she's Megureshes, is because at the time that he gave her the get, there was something written on it. The Shiloh was, what was written on it? He's coming now and he's saying that although I said Erez Gitech really was a Shtar Pasim, a Shtar Amon, a Halak Mitzah, but let's say there would have been nothing written on it. Lie. It sounds like the husband would not have been believed. And the way Rashi explains the Kasha, that if Shmuel is right, that a man that gives his wife even a Niyar Chalak, a blank piece of paper, and he says Erez Gitech, the Halak is, we assume that it's a get because a husband's believed with a Migu to divorce his wife Bal Karcha at any given point. So even though no one knows if it was Chalak, not Chalak, even if now it's Chalak, that loch is, he's always believed, then Lechura, the Braiser should have said even a bigger Chiddush. Why did the Braiser have to say that there was something written, and he's coming now and he's saying it was a Shtar Pasim, Shtar Amono? He's saying good, but say better. You could have said that he gave a piece of paper. No one even knows if anything was written on it. Now he says, after the fact, that it was a New York Chalok, that loch is Migureshes, V'loi Kol Hemnu La'isra. It sounds a little bit like if the paper would have been blank, in that case, he would not be believed. Meaning, Loi Chai Shinon, that maybe it was written with Mei Milin, and he wouldn't be believed. Now, what would be the difference? Why would you say that he's not believed if the paper is blank, but he is believed if something's written on it? The reason is, if the paper is blank, so what are we assuming? We're assuming it was written with made milin, invisible ink. I mean, that's a much bigger chash. First of all, there's a reyes, so right now you have a blank piece of paper. And besides, what are the chances that he really wrote it with this gallnut juice and punk, the juice disappeared, and at the time that there was a mysterious again, it was really there? That's a much bigger chashash to assume that that's what happened. And to say that the husband's belief to say that is a much greater leap of faith than where you have a document, you just didn't read it. So now he wants to say it was a shtar pasim, shtar amon. I'm sorry, you're a day late and a dollar short. You said Arizu Gitech, you can't come with a taina like this now. But the point is that if this halach is true, even when it's a blank piece of paper, L'chari the Braiser should have said it. And from the fact that it didn't say that, isn't that a kasha on Shmuel? And the Gemara said, it is, and because of that, we have no choice, but we have to revisit what Shmuel really meant. Meaning, the way we explain Shmuel is the way the Gemara understood Shmuel's halach and the Havamina. But you have to say, Lefiyah Emes, that that's really not what Shmuel was saying. But rather, Kikar Mas Shmuel, when Shmuel said his halacha, that if a man gives his wife a niyar chalak, and he says, Arei Zagitech, the halacha is Megureshes, because we assume that the get was written with Mei Milin, it's Tafka de Batkina la Bemaya Dinara. What you really need to do is you don't just believe him. What you do is you do a bedika, meaning you actually test it. What's this test? So you use Maya Dinara, which was some type of ingredient that in the event that the ink was really absorbed in this piece of paper, it would somehow prove whether that's the case or that's not the case. Pull it. If by doing that the words are going to emerge, okay, so then you know you have a get. If you like pull it, and if nothing's going to emerge, lav klumu, then it's not going to be okay. So when Shmuel said harezu gitech migureshes, number one, he didn't mean b'teres vade. What he meant was b'teres safik, and that's why he said Chayshinon, Shema, used language of Safik, because it's not only a Chashash that it was B'mei Milan Kosvay, but it didn't mean it B'teres Vaday, because Avada B'teres Vaday, if there's a New York Chalik, we're not going to assume that she's Megureshes. And that's why the Braisa that said a similar Halacha said precisely that, said a similar Halacha, but didn't say the same Halacha with the Gansa Ganskai, because the only time she's Vaday going to be Megureshes is if there was at least something written on it, and all Shmuel meant was, he meant me Safik. But the Gemara says, V'chi polit my Havi, even if you're going to go now and you're going to test it, and words are going to emerge, L'cher is still, she shouldn't be Megureshes. Why? Because Hashtahu the Palit. Because maybe at the time of the Mesiris Haget, the words weren't there. It was absorbed inside the piece of paper, and it's only now that it emerged. Meaning, the Gemara is asking that even if you test it, L'chur it shouldn't be enough. And the Gemara says, Anachinabi, Shmuel Nami Chashin and Kama. Shmuel knows that. In the best case scenario, testing it is only going to make her into a Suffolk Megureshes. Meaning, if you test it and nothing comes out, so then she's Vaday in a Megureshes. Really, the most Megureshes she could be as a result of this whole Geschäft is if you test it and the words do come out. So then you have to be Chayish that maybe the words were there at the time of the Mesiris Haget, and they disappeared. So all Shmuel is saying is that maybe she'll be Megureshes. Ravina told me that Amemer told me the following, that Hachi Amar Meremer, that this is what Amemer heard from Meremer, Mishmet Ravimi, tracing itself back to Ravdimi, that if you have two people in front of whom a get was given over, what we know as Eide Mesira, Tzrichi LeMikraya. They have to read the get. So in order for Eide Mesira to be proper Eide Mesira, they have to read the get. Faith the Gemara, Meisvei, I'll ask you a kasha. Hareza Gitech, from the Braisa that we just mentioned. Somebody gives his wife a get. The nut was soif azar kasol yam. And then she took the get, she threw it into the sea. Oilor into a fire. Oilichal dover aved. Chaz of amr. And then afterwards the husband says, shtar pasamu, shtar amonuhu. Migureshen estalach, and she's divorced. Veloikom hemnu la isra. And he doesn't have the ability to make her aser. What's the kasha? Bashev, amr tzrichal mikra. If you're going to tell me that the Edom and Sira have to read the get, labasa de karyum, imatze yam alahachi. So why are we even having this conversation? Ask the Edom. The Edom are going to tell you what happened. They're going to tell you what they read. Did they read a shtar pasam, shtar amonuhu? Okay, then she's not migureshes. And if they read a proper get, that she is a migureshes. From the fact that there's a braisa that's addressing such a case where the husband's timing shtar pasim shtar amona, he is believed, he's not believed. Zaysa meres, the Edom Asira don't have to know what it says. Because if the Edom Asira had to know what it says, then you can't even have this conversation. And the Gemara says, Leitzricha, no, I can always tell you that the case of the braisa was as follows. The boss of the Koryu, the Edom Asira read the get. And after the Edom Asira read the get, Aili the Beyade. The husband took the get and he put it in his pocket. The afke, and then he pulled it out. I would have thought that maybe he switched it, and as a result, when he now says shtar pasim shtar amono, he should be believed because something happened in between the time that the Edom Asira read the get and the husband actually gave the get. What was he put his hand in his pocket? So he might have had some sort of shtick that he was doing, and really he was giving a shtar pasim shtar amono. Kamash malon, that's the chiddush that the halacha is that that's not going to be okay. But the bottom line is, not such an easy Gemara. What emerges is a discussion whether the Edom Asira have to read the get or don't have to read the get. It sounds like a chiddush neira that the Edom Asira don't have to know what it says. As long as they see a man give something that looks like a get to his wife, says Hareza Giteich, the halacha is Migureshes. Shmuel certainly seems to hold that the Edom Asira don't have to read the get. Ravina heard from Amemer, who heard from Aremer, who heard from Ravdimi, a whole paper trail that really the Edom do have to read the get, but certainly a discussion. What's the halacha? Halacha l'maisa. The Edom Asira have to know what it says in the get in order for them to be qualified Edom Asira or not. So it's halacha in Shulchan Aruch. It's in Ebene Ezer, obviously. Simen Kuf Lamed Hey Sif Aleph. Zokta Mechaber. Ho Edom Shenoysen Aget Lefneya. The Edom Asira Tzrichim Lekroysay Koidem Nesina. They have to read the get before the Asira. It's good that they read it even after the Nesina. Why? To prevent something like what we just said. There could always be a little swap that goes on in between the Koidim Nesina and the actual Nesina. Let's say they didn't read it until after the Nesina. Migureshes. But the Eved, she's going to be Migureshes. Says the Rama, ulechatchila anu noyagin. The minig that we have today is shachocham amasadur aget. The chacham that's masadur the get. Koyra oisa tchila v'soif. He reads the get out loud before the get and after the get. Im ha'edim tzamim mit ha'edim. Va'acha kach shoyu l'soifer. And then he asks the soifer, emzehu aget shakosav l'shmoyu l'shma ulishem gerishin. Va'acha kach shoyu l'cholechal meyo edim. And then afterwards he goes to each one of the edim and asks them the same thing. He asks the aid, do you recognize this as being your signature? Do you recognize this as being your chaver's signature? And he asks them again, did you sign in front of the other one? That's halacha that we saw earlier in the Masechta, that the Edom have to sign. They have to sign together. But the bottom line is that it's a little bit of a discussion in the Gemara. L'maisa l'hoitzi miliban, from all these different knunyas that can possibly take place, what we do is we go way out of our way to make sure that nothing like this is going to happen. Either way, moving along. Now, who gabed the zarek l'gita l'divisa? There was a man that threw a get to his wife, l'beine dani. So he was giving a get to his wife, and he throws it, and he threw a beine dani in between the barrels of wine. So she went looking for what it was, this document was. He said, hareza giteich, there were eight of mesira there, and a shtakach mezuzah, he found a mezuzah. That's what he found. Amr Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said the following: Mezuzah beini dani lo shchicha. It's not shchiach for a mezuzah to be in between the barrels of wine. And if all she found was a mezuzah and she didn't find the get, presumably that's what he gave her. So even though he said areza gitech, but it's not what he gave her. He gave her a mezuzah. You can't divorce your wife from a mezuzah, and as a result, she's not going to be migureshes. Meaning, if it would be shchiach to find a mezuzah beini dani, like it would be a normal thing. You're in your wine cellar. Oh, sure, a mezuzah. What else would you expect to find? So in that instance, the halacha would be, it sounds like migureshes, because we would assume that maybe the get just disappeared. The Gemara is going to say maybe an achbar of, you know, the first parak of Masechtas Pesachim fame got involved and he moved it from point A to point B. But being that you can't find the get, and you found a mezuzah, and it's very unusual for there to be a mezuzah in between your wines, so we assume for sure that that's what he gave her, and therefore the halacha is that she's not going to be migureshes. But the Gemara says you have to read the fine print. This is only true if you found only one mezuzah. Let's say she went and she found two mezuzahs, or she found three mezuzahs. Then already we say that midaha havoi hanami havoi. He for sure only threw one piece of paper, one cloth, one parchment towards her. You just found three mezuzahs. You didn't find the get. So says Rav Nachman, in that case, being that there's already a few mezuzahs over here, so you lose the umdana of mezuzah b'nei dani lo shchicha. Because you see that, for whatever reason, this man must have been hiding his mezuzahs b'nei dani. So therefore, now we have to assume that maybe he really did throw a get. Ah, you don't have it. The Gita, as it relates to the get, maybe the mice took it, and therefore in that case the halacha is going to be migureshes. Who gave the olav b'nei knishta? There was a man that went into a beis haknesses. Shakal sefer Torah, he took out a sefer Torah. Yoav lo the devisu, goes over to his wife. I have something to give you. Pulls out a sefer Torah. Looks like it's going really well, and then he tells her hagitech that this sefer Torah, I'm divorcing you with this sefer Torah. I'm Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef heard about this shaila. Sounds like this was a real story. So this shaila was presented to Rabbi Yosef, and he said, "Lamai lechosh." He says, "I'm not sure what the shaila is. Why are you bringing this to me? This is bashit. It's a waste of time to even discuss it. What's the shaila?" Said Imishom Mei Mila. Meaning they looked at the sefer Torah. They did hagba, glila. They rolled. They mished. They couldn't find the get. There was no get that was written anywhere. So Rabbi Yosef said like this, maybe you're concerned that there was a get written on it. And at the time that the man gave it to his wife, there was a proper get. However, it was written with Mei Milin, with this proverbial invisible ink. It was written with the mayim that comes from Golnuts. But Rabbi Yosef said that's not a taina. Why not? Because ein Mei Milin al gabe Mei Milin. He said, because this, the halacha is, we saw this in yesterday's daf, that even though you can write a get with Mei Milin, but if you write a get with Mei Milin on top of a parchment that was treated with Mei Milin, so then already it's not going to be considered a ksav. And a Sefer Torah is processed with gallnuts, amongst other things, and therefore it would fall into the gather of Ein Mei Milin, Agabi Mei Milin. So he said that even if it was written by Mei Milin, I know Shmuel's halacha, but at the same time that we started the daf with, Ein Mei Milin, Agabi Mei Milin. So that wouldn't be a chash over. And he said, Imishum Krisos de Ispa. He said, maybe you're thinking that this get should be a get based on what? It should be a get based on the fact that the parish of Gerish in itself is mentioned inside the get. So being in Sefer Torah, so being that the parish of Gerushin is mentioned inside the Sefer Torah, so maybe by virtue of that, it should be a proper get. Meaning not that you wrote a get and you don't see it because it was written with the invisible ink, but the parish of Gerushin, parashas Kiseitse, the few psukim that talk about a get in the Torah, maybe that's the get. We know a get has to be written l'shma. It wasn't written l'shma. V'chitema said Rabbi Yosef Leichosh Duma Akdim V'yav L'zuzel L'safra Meikara. Maybe a man hired a soifer and he hired him to write a Sefer Torah, and he said, when you get to the parish of Gerushin, I want you to have in mind because of law l'shma, you should write it l'shem my wife. I want to use this as a get ishna. But that also is not enough. Why? Because Habi Inan and the Vum, the Gain, and Rashi also says, take out the word Shina. Rashi has a suffix if you should take it out. But the Gain says, for sure, take it out. Habi Inan Shmai, Vishma, Shem Iroi, Vishem Iroi, Valaka. His name has to be written in the get. Her name, the name of the city, her city. That you certainly don't have. So said Rabbi Yosef, what should be the problem? And based on that, Rabbi Yosef said over this halacha to the chevra, and he told them, I want you to know, she's not migrasa. The Rabbi Yosef, my kamash, what was Rabbi Yosef even saying over this halacha? Meaning, it's so obvious, l'chura. I mean, every child that learned Masechta Skitin would understand that if a man gives his wife a Sefer Torah, there's no way that that can be a get. If there was a get written on it, then where is it? He wrote it with Mei Milin. Ein Mei Milin, Gabi Mei Milin. Sefer Torah has to be processed with Mei Milin. The parasha of Gerushin, number one, is not Lishma. Even if it's Lishma, it's missing basic information. Shma, Shmai, Shemirah, Shemirah. So the Gemara says, what was Rabbi Yosef coming to teach me? She'ein Mei Milin, Al Gabi Mei Milin. The one chiddush in this whole story. Now we know it because it was in yesterday's daf. But the reason it was in yesterday's daf is because Rabbi Yosef said it. So the one chiddush that emerges from this ganze Maisa Shaya, Kachaya, is that Ein Mei Milin, Al Gabi Mei Milin. That's not something that's such a double pashut. We know you could write with Mei Milin. Mechatesi Mei Milin, Al Gabi Mei Milin is not good. And that's what Rabbi Yosef was coming to teach. Another classic. Ben Benoishal classic. I'm Rav Chizda said, get your kasvish aloy l'shma. A sefer wrote a get your aloy l'shma. The hever all of kumis l'shma. And then he decided to write on top of it. And this time he had in mind to write a Lishma. Is it going to be a kosher get or is it not going to be a kosher get? So get has to be written Lishma. This Sefer wrote a get. He wrote a gansaga, fartig get. He just didn't write a Lishma. So he said it's a shot the paper. So he decided that he's going to write on top of it. And this time he wrote a Lishma. Is it going to be kosher or is it not? So Rav Chizkiya said, Bono machloikis ravidu rabban. L'chayro, it's totally in a machloikis tana, machloikis ravidu rabban. The tanya we learned in a braiso. Harei, shahoyo tzarek lichtav es Hashem. There was a sefer that was writing a sefer Torah. And he came to one of the shemus, the shem Avay. Now the shemus and the sefer Torah have to be written in Lishma. What happened, however, was, v'nischav in lichtav Yehuda. But the Sefer made a mistake, and instead of having Kavona to write the Shem Avaya, he had Kavona to write Yehuda. Meaning, he didn't have in mind to write the Shem Hashem. It was Shaloi Lishma. However, V'tah, he made a second mistake, V'layutu by Dalet. And when it came to write Yehuda, he left out the Dalet, meaning he ended up writing the Shem Avaya. So this is a long-winded way of saying that the Sefer wrote the Shem Avaya. However, he wrote it Shaloi Lishma. What was the case? The case was not he didn't know you have to write the Shem Avaya Lishma. He thought he was writing Yehuda. He ended up writing the Shem Avaya. He just missed out the Dalet, right? Yehuda is the Shem Avaya with a Dalet. So he ended up not writing the Dalet. Bottom line is he wrote the Shem Avaya Shaloi Lishma. So says the Braisa, there's an Eitza, Maver Olav Kulmes Umekacha Divir Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says what you should do is you should write over it. And this time, have a mind Lishma. And if you're going to do that, it's going to be okay. The Chachamim said, "Ein Hashem ben Amufcher." That no, if you do that, it's not going to be okay. So said Rav Chizda, Lechura, it's a Mefurish Abraisa. If somebody wrote the Shem Havaya, he wrote it Shaloi Lishma. Could you be Maver all of Kumas and this time write a Lishma, or could you not? It's Machlok, it's Rabbi Chacham. Rabbi Yehuda says, Maver all of Kumas and Mekachoy. The Chachamim said, you can't. Ein Hashem ben Amufcher. So said Rav Chizda, what's the Shaila? The Shaila is, where it's ksav al gabi ksav. I have something written, shaloi lishma. This time I'm going to write the lishma. Is it a ksav or not? So he said, as it relates to Gedisha, I don't see why it should be any different. What's the difference between the din lishma of the Shem Havaya versus the din lishma of a Gedisha? And just like there was a machloikis written in Chachamim as it relates to the Shem Havaya, you'd have the same exact machloikis as it relates to a Gedisha. Om Rav Acha by Yaakov, Rav Acha by Yaakov heard Rav Chizda said, and he said, Bil Molohi, I don't know if I agree. Could be Akkal, like Rabbanan Hassam. Maybe the Rabbanan that were Chaylik and Rabbi Yehuda, and they said, In Hashem and Amufcher, they only said it there, the Be'ino Zek Keli Ve'anveyo Ve'lecha. Because if you're going to write the Shem Havaya, Ksav Agabi Ksav, it's going to be Chasser in the Hiddur of the Shem Havaya. And being that there's a din, Zek Keli Ve'anveyo, Hiddur Mitzvah, this Shem Havaya is not going to be written by Ifam Ahudar. As for that reason, it's going to be a problem. Aval Hacha, but as it relates to a Get Isha, what kind of Hiddur Mitzvah is there? And therefore, Lai, even the Rabbanan are going to be Moida, it's going to be okay. Thus, I don't think it's totally in this Machlokes. As it relates to Ksiva Sefer Torah, as it relates to the Din Lishma of the Shem Havaya, there is a Machlokes if you could be Mavra Olav Kolmas Umakacha. But as it relates to Ksivas Haget, being that there's no Aloch of Hiddur Mitzvah, I think it's Pashit, everybody is going to agree that in this instance, it is going to be okay. Now, this Gemara that we just learned, we're going to go back there, but this Gemara that we just learned is really an addendum. It's a postscript to the Gemara that we learned yesterday. The Sugi of Ksav al Gabi Ksav, where it's Diyay al Gabi Sikra, Diyay al Gabi Diyay, Sikra al Gabi Sikra, Sikra al Gabi Diyay. So, when you learn that Sugi properly, you have to learn this Gemara as well. In fact, it's a very, very important Tosfos on Daf Yutes Amud Aleph that really, we would have spoken out last night, but we couldn't because we had to learn this Gemara first. But the bottom line is, the Gemara in Yotes Amud Aleph and this Gemara right here in Daf Chof Amud Aleph, they complemented each other. Yagad Olav Reya, it makes up the Sugya, Ayin Shom, and the Marsha, and Rabbi Kiveger, and there's a lot of very, very important Reya. Just one Ha'ara that we're also not going to mention, but just to mention it, and that is, Ayin related Reya Bites, is that it sounds like from this Gemara that Rav Acha by Yaakov held that according to the Rabbanan, somebody wrote the Shem Havaya, Shaloi Lishma. If you want to be Maver Olav Kumas Lishma, it's not going to be okay. Why not? Ein Hashem and Amufcher. And the Lashon of Rav Acha Yaakov was the Be'inon Zekeli Va'anveyu Belekva. Being that you need Zekeli Va'anveyu, and if you're going to write a Sefer Torah, Ksav Gabi Ksav, it's going to be Chasser in the Hidden Mitzvah. So it's for that reason, it's not going to be okay. The Chasam Sofer, right here, in Mesechtes Gittin Daf Chav, and it's also in the beginning of Perek, Lulav HaGozel asks that Zek Keli Va'anveyu is a reason that the Sefer Torah should be possible. Zek Keli Va'anveyu is Hidr Mitzvah. It's a din l'chatchila. Pashtis, it's a din d'Rabbanon. And if that's the case, how could it be that Rav Acher Yaakov understood that the Shita Sachachomim is that if somebody would write the Shema Vaya Ksav Gabi Ksav in Hashem and Amufchid, they say, if there is possible, because of Zekeilu Vandeo, Heichon Motsinu, Zekeilu Vandeo should be Ma'akir. And the Chassam Sofer says a Dover Nifla, I'll read it to you inside. Gittin, it's much shorter. Lulav HaGozel, there it's Barichos. He says, Bechidushai Roish Perak Lulav HaGozel Biyarti. Afilu Ive Anveyu B'Shari Mitzvahs Lav Dei Raisa. Even if Zekeilu Vandeo, when it comes to Shari Mitzvahs, not Dei Raisa, and it's only a Dillach Hatchila, Mikol Mokim, Bixivas Hashem U Dei Raisa. When it comes to writing the Shem Hashem, it's the Raisa. Why? Ki kein machshma, says the Chassam Sofer. That's the literal title of the pasuk. Ze keili, haynu Hashem Hakadosh ve'anveyu. Nechgayim bashaynen. Ze keili ve'anveyu, as it relates to the Shem of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, is the literal title of the word ze keili ve'anveyu. We learn by extension that there's an inyan to be mahadar every mitzvah. You mahadar a mitzvah, but derech groma v'garmi, you're being mahadar the Shem Hashem. That's a keli vaveyu in the rabbanon. That keli vaveyu is certainly not makiv the mitzvah. Or bezek keli vaveyu when you're handling the etzim shem Hashem, zochtach samsoif does an under is a keli vaveyu. That's the din they write. So that's going to be makiv. And the samsoif says he was ma'arich the beginning of Lulav HaGozel. So are we. Ayin sham. There's a related raid by, but I'll kapanim another yisoy gadol that comes out from this gemara that we just learned. Right. Amar Rav Chisda, another classic ben benoishal classic. Rav Chisda said, Yochilna lemifsalinu lekuli gita da'am. Chisda said, if I wanted, I could passel every single get in the world. Now the Rishonim said, not every get, but this is a pretty good eitzah. So Rav Chisda said that if you want to be a good Jewish attorney, I'm telling you now, you can find a default, you can find an issue in every single get isha. Yochilna lemifsalinu lekuli gita da'am. I'm like, Rava. So Rava turned to Rav Chisda and said, my timer. Right, he said, Rebbe, Rav Chisda was also Rav Shver. He says, where are you getting this from? Like, well, what's the Nakuda? So he tried guessing. Maybe what you mean to say is, it says in the Torah, so we'll see more about this in the coming days. But who has the right to get? It's easy. It's the husband that has the right to get. And most of the Gittin nowadays, she writes it. Now, she doesn't write the get, but she pays for it. And because she pays for it, so she's really the one that's hiring the cipher. And if she's the one that's hiring the cipher, it's a felton v'kasef. But Rava told Rav Chisda, he said, if that's what you're referring to, I don't think it's a taina. Because v'dilma aknuya aknale rabbana. Maybe, although she's paying for it, but maybe the lumdus of how this works is hefker bezdin hefker. Chazal took the money from her, they gave it to him. So even though she's taka swiping her credit card, but it's his money, so ultimately he's paying for it. So the fact that she pays for it doesn't necessarily mean that it's chaser and v'kasa, because I could always say that it's working with hefker business. I'm another eitzah. Maybe it is because it says v'nasan v'hachal oyav l'midi. It says v'nasan. The man has to give his wife again, right? Obviously, v'nasan b'yada. And v'nasan sounds like it has to be chashav. What does it mean, chashav? Rashi says, sheyehi shava pruta. The piece of paper should be worth a shava pruta. And a get is not worth a shava pruta. The paper, anyways, that it's written on is not. So if that's the case, then maybe that's why you could possibly every get. Every get is possible because it's not worth a pruta. But Rava said, domo nasinas geti. Maybe when the Torah said the nasan, it didn't mean that it has to be worth a pruta, but as long as you give something, it's going to be okay. Meaning, I hear you have a meaning that maybe the nasan means that it's a shava pruta, but maybe it doesn't have to. And he said, hey, I'll actually prove to you that a get does not have to be worth a shava pruta. And when the Torah says v'nasan, all it means is to give something. The shalchu mitam, because they sent from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel the following halacha. Kosvay al yisurei hana kosher. If somebody writes a get on yisurei hana, the halacha is it's going to be kosher. So we're going to talk more about this tomorrow. But the halacha is that if someone has something that's yisurei hana, it's not considered his. Based on a Tshuvas HaRashba, where the Rashba said this very, very stark, that any time a person owns yisurei hana, he can't be considered a bailam on it. Sugis of Lochem. But the bottom line is that being that you see that a man can write a get even on Yisurei Anah, Isuri Ana, by definition, has no Shabbos. It's not worth a Shavar Pruta. So you see that when the Torah says Venasan, it doesn't have to have any Shabbos. What did the Torah mean when it said Venasan? Dilmanesina Sketi, it means, I don't know, just give the paper with that the words are written on. But the bottom line is, it doesn't have to be a Shavar Pruta. So Rabbi told Rav Chizda, you said Yochilma Mifsalina, the Kuli Gita Da'amma. I'm not exactly sure what you're referring to. Either way, we just mentioned the Allah of Kosval Isuri Ana. So the Gemara is going to talk about it for a second. Gufa Shalchum Mitam, Kosval Isuri Ana, Kosha. If you write again on Isuri Ana, it's Kosha. Again, what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that Isuri Ana has no value. As a result, L'chura, there's no Shava Pruta. It says in the Torah of Anasan, Kamash Bulon, that's not a problem. Amr Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said, Afananami Tanino. L'chura, I could prove it from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ala Ola Shal Zayas. One of the things that the Mishnah said you could write a get on is on the leaf of a Zayas. Now, the leaf of a Zayas is not worth a Shava Pruta. It's a very, very big bilo gezach. And if it's not worth a shavu pruta, how is it okay? Oh, so you see, clear. It doesn't have to have any Shabbos. It doesn't have to have any Shabbos. So kosvel is suran also going to be okay. But the Gemara says, I don't know if it's right. Dol mashani ola shel zayis to chazi litzarufe. An ola shel zayis itself, it's true, is not worth a shavu pruta. But at the very least, you can use an ola shel zayis to be mitzarufe with other things, and with other things, and with other things to give it a little bit of value. So if you'd have a bunch of alim, you'd be able to maybe lie on it, you'd be able to do something with it. And being that you'd be able to do something with it, even though it's true right now it doesn't have any Shavis, but it could lead to Shavis, and maybe that gives it a little bit of a chashivas, so it should be considered the Nasan. Isuri Ana, it's something that inherently has no value, it's not even chazil, it's tarufe, and therefore to bring me a raya from Allah Shal Zayas, that's not something that you're going to be able to do. Incidentally, also not for now, but you see from this Gemara that an Allah Shal Zayas has no value, right? It has no Shavias. It's Yidur, the Mechaz Chinuch asks Akasha, he says he doesn't understand how we could be Yoitzna, our mitzvah of Dalad Minim. He asks this as one of these like big existential questions. It's a mitzvah, Shin Chafei, regarding the mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah. He says, Loi motzinu yadeinu v'ragleinu, v'heich yoytzim anachtu mitzvah zarbam minim b'medinazu. What was the problem? The problem is aravis were so billig. Everybody had aravis. And because they were so billig, they weren't worth a pruta. If you tried selling an arava for a pruta, nobody would give it to you. They had zero shavis. And the loch is, dalamin have to be lochem. If something's not worth a shavar pruta, it's not lochem. And the Mechaz Chinuch is matmiya, as one of his big, big kashas, says he doesn't know how we yoitze our mitzvah dal minim, how you yoitze lochem with aravis if it doesn't have a value of a shavar pruta. And all the shalzayis, these things were very biligazachin. But the bottom line is, the Gemara says that just because he could be yoitze and you can use an ola shel zayis for ksivas again, doesn't necessarily mean that Isuri Ana is going to be good as well. Tanya, Rebbe Yomi, Rebbe said, Kosval Isuri Ana, kosher. If somebody writes a get on Isuri Ana, no, it's going to be kosher. This is the Shalkum Mitam. Nafak Levi, Levi went out. Oshemish made the Rebbe. He said this over in the name of Rebbe, Veloy Kol Su'a. Nobody cheered, right? Nobody was very happy with what it was he said. So it didn't go over so well. Meaning, it was big chiddush. The island was mamash making faces. No way. And even though he said it over in the name of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, I was still not so impressed. So the next time he gave the drush, he said it a little bit differently. Mishmei de Rabbim. He went out, he said it, not that it was Rabbi. He said, everybody said, oh, the Kosua. Then he got a standing ovation. But the Gemara says, what do you see from here? Alma Hilchas HaKavoseh. You see that the halacha must be that Kosvay Ali Suri Ana, the halacha is that it's going to be kosher. Because the way Tosfos explains it, from the fact that Levi went to such great pains to tell the Olam that this is the halacha, he even distorted the emes a little bit, because it was Mishmei the Rebbe, and he said it, Mishmei the Rabbi. Some say Ayin Tosfos could be just said it stam, and people assumed it was Mishmei the Rabbi, but he didn't blatantly lie. But the bottom line is, from the fact that he went so out of his way, this is a raya that it must be the halacha. Levi Al-Kopana must have passed in this way. What came to mind is a Magen Avram. There's a Magen Avram, and this is an Erechaim Simen Kuf Nun Vav. Magen Avram says the following, in Shamadin, the Niraloi Shalacha Kach. Somebody hears a din, and he thinks this is the halacha. Mutala Oimra B'Shem Adam Gadol. You're allowed to say it over in the name of an Adam Gadol. Kehecha de lekabla mineh. Like this, people are going to be mekabalit. Pelo de gazach. So if a person hears a halacha, he thinks it's an emes halacha, you want to say it over in the name of an Adam Gadol, so like this, people will hear it, it's okay. What comes to mind is what the Chassam Sofer allegedly, famously said, and that is, that, you know, if you want to say over my Torah in your name, gesundheit, but don't say over your Torah in my name. Right, so it's a melitza, but the emes is, it has a shtickle makar in halacha. If somebody wanted to say over a chiddush, because he thinks it's emes, so if you say it over mishmei dach sam soifer, v'kol su'a, everyone is going to be mishabech devar. It's something you're actually allowed to do. Maybe it's a little bit of an oimik in what he was saying. But the bottom line is, this is something you can do. I think this Gemara maybe is a little bit of a maramakim. Either way, another classic. Tanu Rabbanon says in the Torah regarding Ksivas Haget, V'kosav lo sefer krisus, V'nosnam beyada. Zok the Gemara V'kosav. And the fact that the Torah says V'kosav, we learn from here, V'loi chakak. You have to write, you can't engrave. So let's say a man wants to be Megarish's wife. He's going to take a piece of metal and he's going to engrave in the metal a whole Nusach HaGet. He'll be Megayin Zekeli Vanveya with this get. It's going to be Mamish, something really, really nice. It's not okay because it says V'kosav. Ksiva means what we think Ksiva means. V'loi Chakak. Chakik is not considered Ksiva. So you're telling me the Chakik is not considered Ksiva. I'll ask you a kasha. Evet Shiyotza B'Ksav Shal Gabi Tavlun Pinkus and Evet that was given a get shichur. And the get shichur was engraved on a tavla. Rashi says tavla, one word, daf. So it was on a board, upinkis, or on a tablet. So the halacha is yotzel l'cheiras, the eved can go free. Avaloi b'ksav shal gabi kippah v'anduchteri. If, however, the get was embroidered on kippah, which is a wool cap, Danduchteri is some sort of piece of jewelry, then the halacha is it's not going to be okay. So if it's engraved, it's a kosher get shichur. If, however, it was done by sewing something together, then it's not going to be okay. But what do you see from here? That if you would engrave a get on a tafla or on a pinkis, the halacha is you will be yoitza. Now, if it's true for get shichur, l'chayra, lo me'isha, it has to be true for get isha as well. So l'chur, we have a stira. Here we have a braisa that says v'kosav v'loi chokak. And here we have a brisa that says, Evet sheyotza b'ksav shal gabi tavla umpinkis yotza l'cheira. So is it yet considered a get or is it not considered a get? Do we darshan v'kosav aloy chakak? Or do we not darshan v'kosav aloy chakak? Amar Ula. So Ula said, Amar Rabbi Lazar. And he said, in the name of Rabbi Lazar, loy kasha. It's not a kasha. Because there's two ways to engrave on a daf or on a pinkis. Ha d'chak toichos, ha d'chak yurechos. There's two ways to do it. You could do it either where it's chok toichos or where it's chok yureches. What's the difference? So Rashi says chok toichos is where you can engrave something on metal. So think of a sculpture. And the way you're going to engrave the words is by working around the letters, and then memela, the letters are going to emerge. So you're not physically touching the actual letters that make up the words. But what you're doing is you're manipulating everything around it, and by doing that, memela, the words will be but. That's not okay. That's not a ksiva, because you didn't write the words. You wrote everything around it, but the words itself you didn't touch. Chak yurechos is when you actually flesh out the letters. When you flesh out the letters, so that's just like a unconventional way of writing, and kamash malan, that's going to be okay. So when the Bryce says, because of a lechakak, is referring to chak toichos. When the Bryce says, evet sheyotze b'ksav shal gabi tavlu pinkas yotze lecheres, it's talking about what was chak yurechos. But the Gemara says, but toichos loy? You tell me chak toichos is not good for a minute, I'll ask you a kasha. From a braisa. And this braisa was talking about the tzitz. So we know the tzitz was made of gold. And it said, Kodesh Lashem, right? There were words that were written on the tzitz. So the braisa describes the way these words were written. So the words were not shaykeya, meaning they weren't in the tablet, but boilet, they were protruding out. So they weren't inward, but they were outward. Kidin rezov. And the way they were prepared, well, like din rezov. So if you have a gold coin, any coin for that matter, where you have an image that's going to be engraved on the coin, that's the mashal that Chazal used to describe, if you want to understand what the tzitz looked like, think of din rezov. So the Gemara asks, Shmak HaKash, but din rezov toichos. The way din rezov are prepared, the way they do it in the mint, is they do it chok toichos. And you see that the tzitz was prepared that way as well. Now, what's the grace of kasha? Okay, so the tzitz was done chok toichos. What does that do with ksivas haget? So the kasha is, because when the Torah describes the letters and the words that were written on the tzitz, it says as follows, v'haluchos masei elikim heima v'hamichtav michtav elikim hu charas al haluchos. The Torah refers to it as ksiva. It refers to it as michtav. And you see, it was kedin rezov. And kedin rezov rachoy toichos. So the bottom line is, you see, chok toiches is considered ksav. So the Gemara says you have to say when the Brisa says it was kedin rezav, it doesn't mean literally kedin rezav. Above a loy kedin rezav, it was like din rezav, the boilet. Din rezav are boilet. the image protrudes. That's the way the tzitz was, meaning as opposed to being shaykeya. But for loike din rezav, it wasn't mamish like din rezav. Ilu hasam toiches hachi reiches. The way the din rezav were prepared was chak toiches. This is right. I mean, the finished product looked like din rezav, but it wasn't prepared in the same way that the din rezav were prepared. The din rezav were prepared chak toiches, as opposed to the tzitz could not have been prepared chak toiches. It had to be chak yureiches because it says v'michta velikim. And if it says ksiva, only chak yureiches is considered ksiva. Chak toiches is not considered ksiva. Talk to him. I'm going to Ravina the Ravashi. Ravina Ravashi had a similar discussion. Rushma, the Rushma, Rashi says, Chosam Hamatbeya, the mint that makes these gold coins, Michritz Charitz, Oy Kenufe Mach. This is an English way of saying, was it Chak Toichais or was it Chak Yerechais? Does the mint only manipulate the surrounding area and the mail of the image emerges? Oy Kenufe Machnef, it actually, it's Machnef, it gathers the part of the gold that's going to ultimately form the image that's going to be boiled is more of a chak yureches. Amaleisa, he told him michritz charetz. He told him it's chak toiches. Eisveis, he asked him the same kashuli, how you ksav yishakeh, lo boiled kedin rezav. That by the luchos, it was kedin rezav. He's like, I think michritz charetz. And if you're going to tell me that the mint, the din rezav is done michritz charetz, abina michtav, veleka, it says that it had to be michtav, right? Vayichtav all of michtav. So if it had to be michtav, so then lechura, it's mefurish that it has to be. So the Gemara says, same teretz. You have to say that when it says in the Brisa it was kedin rezav, it means kedin rezav, or like kedin rezav. Not mamish din rezav, kedin rezav, the bailer. It was kedin rezav, that it was bailer. Again, the finished product looked like din rezav. But the like kedin rezav, it wasn't mamish din rezav, because din rezav, the way it was made, is megavoy. The hocha me avroi, as opposed to over here, it was me avroi. Now here, the Gemara's teretz is a little bit more nuanced. I am Rishonim. Why? But the nuance that the Gemara is saying is that the way the Din Rezav was made, so if you see Rashi, it's the second Rashi on the Yom, top line. They would literally work around the area. It was a real chak toichos, and then the image would emerge. They would push it out. They were manipulating the actual words. But they would do it from behind, because it was Bailey, right? So they would do it from behind, the Hibailatis Megavai, and then it would look like it was Bailatis. But they ended up getting there in a different way. One was the Chak Toichis way, the other one was the Chak Yurechis way. It says Kedin Rezav, it's Kedin Rezav, Aloy Kedin Rezav. Kedin Rezav, that it's Bailey. But at the end of the day, how they got there was very different. As it relates to the Din Rezav, they take this piece of gold and they put it through some sort of Chaisim that compresses all the area around it, and the mail of the image emerges. As it relates to the tzitz, they went from behind the gold and they clapped out the letters of Kodesh Lashem, and that's how they got there. What's the nafkamina? It's the whole nafkamina. One is chak toiches, which is not considered exav. The other one is chak yureches, which is considered exav, which means, just to come back to where this part of the sugya started, as it relates to the kasa v'loy chakak, could you write a get ba'ofen chakik or not? It depends. If it's chak toichos, the answer is no. If it's chak yurechos, then the answer is yeah. Boy minei rova mi Rav Nachman. Kasa v'lo get al tash shelzav. If a man wrote a get for his wife and he gave her to an al tash shelzav, so he gives her a very, very expensive jewelry. Ms. Mamash, an expensive item. But there was a get that was written on it. Amalah, and he told her like this. I want this to be your get. Okay, Eid Mesir, Eid Chsima, the whole thing was worked out. He did a Chak Yureches, obviously. V'hiskabli ksubasech. And then he said, I also want this to be your ksuba. So this is a very valuable tas. I want this to be the ksuba as well. Ma, what's the halacha? Is it good or is it not good? Now really, the background to appreciate the Iboya of the Gemara is a Gemara that we're going to learn in a minute. And that is, the Gemara says that if a man would give his wife a get, and he would say, I'm giving you a get, but the niyar shali, I want the niyar to belong to me. This is a get, but I want to own the piece of paper. So the halacha is that it's not a good get. And the reason is, the way Rashi explains it is, the nimtzu oisis parchas ba'aver. Because if she doesn't even have the piece of paper, so then the oisis parchas ba'aver, then he didn't give her a proper get. Get has to be a sefer, it has to be written on something. Oisis parchas ba'aver is something that you find in Machshava with the Teira, but that's not something that's going to work in Halacha as it relates to Ksivas Haget. So that's not going to be okay. So if it was given in a way where he maintained the Niyar for himself, it wouldn't be okay. Therefore, you can hear it sad that even if he's giving her the Niyar, but to the extent that the Niyar is not part of the Get, but Faker, the Niyar is wearing a different hat. It's going to be Tashlumah for the Ksuba. So maybe that's also not okay. Just like if he wouldn't give it the niyar at all, it wouldn't be okay. So maybe even if he gives it the niyar, but he uses the niyar for a different purpose, for tashmul meksuba, it could be in that case, it also wouldn't be okay. Regardless, that was the shayla. So Rav asked the question to Rav Nachman. Amalei Rav Nachman told Rav, "Neskabla gitav and neskabla ksuba." So halachas is a good get, number one. And number two, the niyar could work as payment for the ksuba. She's divorced, she got her ksuba, everything is done. Says the Gemara, "Eisfeil, ask your kasha. Skabli gitech vashayla ksuba sech." If a man tells his wife, "I want this to be your get," vahashar. So what's the shar? Those are the borders around the get, the shirayim of the get, meaning not the part of the niyar where the get was written, but the shiar, the surrounding area. So the aloch is neskabla gita vashar l'ksubasa. It's going to work, but it sounds a little bit time of shar. The only reason it works is because there was a shar, meaning because he's not giving her the part of the paper that the words are written on as payment for the ksuba. It's the borders. That's extra. You could cut that off at the same price and give it independently. It sounds like that's the only reason it works. Halakha shabbat, if there would be no shirayim, there'd be no borders lie. It wouldn't work. So it sounds a little bit that if you want to use the actual niyar as payment for the ksuba, it's not good. The Gemara says not. It's not a diyak. Who had enough got the lekha shar? Could be even if there's no shar, it's going to be okay. But hakam ashmulan, and the chiddush over here is the afa got the ikush shar. Even if there is a shari amala in iloiloi, if you say it, then it's going to be okay. But if you don't say it, it's not going to be okay. Meaning there would have been a hava mina that if a man gives his wife a get and there's some extra paper, then maybe memela, even without the husband saying that I want this to be tashuma for your ksuba, it automatically is going to be considered tashuma for the ksuba. That's the chiddush that this price was coming to say. The price was trying to say that the only time the shar would be considered payment for the ksuba is if he said mefurish, I want it to be payment for the ksuba. But if he didn't say I want it to be payment for the ksuba, then it wouldn't. Meaning la'olam, the niyar, even not the shar could be payment for the ksuba if that's what you want it to be. It's not like when the person says niyar shali. That in and of itself could be payment for the ksuba. This price is saying a different akuda, that the only time the shar is considered payment for the ksuba is if he says it. But otherwise not. My time, what's the reason for that? Because aviru the megillah. Because otherwise we just look at it as being part of the megillah. And therefore, unless you specifically say, I want this to be payment for the ksuba, it's not going to be payment for the ksuba. Tanu rabbanan, reza gitech v'niyar shali. If a man gives his wife a get, he says, I want this to be a get, but I want to keep the niyar for myself. Eina migureshes, the halacha is, she's not going to be migureshes. Amenashe tachziri liyas haniyar. Let's say he gives her a get and says, not the niyar is mine, the niyar is yours, but I'm giving you the niyar on the condition that you give it back to me. That's what's known as a matana al menas lahachzer. And a matana al menas lahachzer, as much as it's a little bit of a mechudish that digge inyan, it's considered a matana. Between Mekadosh and Isha with matana al-manas lahachzer. In the sugis of Da'alminim, this halacha of matana al-manas lahachzer. So that's already okay. And therefore the halacha is, I raise a megureshes, she's going to be megureshes. So sometimes it's just a matter of the wording. It's all about the language. So if you say, I raise a gitach v'niyar shali, I'm never giving you the niyar in the first place. So that's oisius parchus v'avra, like we just said. That's not going to be okay. If, however, you give it al-manas, that you give me back the niyar, that's already a matana amanas lahachzer. Matana amanas lahachzer. Shema matana, and therefore she's giving me megureshes. One last gemara. Bari rapapa. Bein shita l'shita u'bein teva l'teva mar. What if a man gives his wife a get and he says, I want to be meshayed in the yard, but not the paper that the words are actually written on, but like in between the lines. Is that going to be okay or not? And the gemara says, teiku. That already I don't know. I'm not sure. So the shirayim, that for sure, he could be meshayer. As it relates to the words that are underneath, that not. What about Bein teva l'teva, bein shita l'shita, that the Gemara wasn't sure about. Faith the Gemara v'tepik lei, l'chayrit should be obvious. Why? The Sefer Echad Amir Achmon of Leishnayim v'shleish Yisvarim. This is the Gemara that we referenced in the first raid by yesterday. That is Allah, it says, because of l'sefer krisos, sefer is in the singular, and we learn from the l'chayrit that again has to be one document. L'chura, if you're going to be Meshayer in between the lines, then really what you have is that they're shutfim. She owns part of it and he owns part of it. So good. She owns the area that the letters are actually written, but in between the lines belongs to him. So essentially, her bailus in this document has gaps in it, has spaces in it. And the Gemara's taina is, we should look at it as Sefer Echad, v'loi shnayim v'shloi shesvarim, but the Gemara says, I hear the ha'ara, v'loi tzricha the ma'ura. I could always make an akimta that it was talking about where the lines were all combined. How so? So Rashi says that there were long letters, and as a result, let's say the lamed of one line is touching the kuf of the line on top of it. So even if he's going to own Bein Ashitin, and you would cut out all the spaces that he owns, so you would have this dilapidated Indian here, but at the end of the day, it would be one sefer. And because it would be one sefer, so you can't just dismiss this case as dead on arrival by virtue of the fact that it's sefer echad v'shnayim v'shloshah svarim. There is a way to make it work, and because there's a way to make it work, so therefore, it's a teiku, and you can't be pushing it from sefer echad amar rachmano v'shnayim v'shloshah svarim. So, as it relates to today's daf, as we mentioned, there's really a lot to talk about, and there's a lot of different directions that we can go in. Some of it is Gittin related, some of it is Shas related, and Be'ezer Hashem, the plan is that in the next few days, we'll refer back to this daf a little bit, and we'll talk about different inyanim. But as it relates today, just one Ha'ara that's more Shas related and less Gittin related, but it comes very much from today's daf, it's a very, very important Maramakim. It's a tshuva from the Noida B'Yehuda. It's one of the most famous tshuvas of the Noida B'Yehuda, and it very, very much relates to today's daf. Everyone knows that the halacha is that truma has no share. So one of the most important mitzvahs in the Torah is that if you own a field in Eretz Yisrael and peiros grow, you have a chiyuv d'oraisa to be mafresh truma. How much truma? So the Gemara says, chita achas peiteres es akri. There's no share. One chita could pater an entire kri. So you can have this grosser geschäft where you're manufacturing thousands of bushels of tefuah every single year. You take one strand of grain, you mafresh it as truma, the halacha is chita achas peiteres es akri. Now this is in sharp contrast to maaser. Maaser has a shear. It's me'eser. It has to be 10%. Truma's ma'aser, that the levy has to give from the ma'aser that he received, also has a share. It's also 10%. But truma itself has no share. It's the chlal of chita achas peiteres hasakri. Now, if this is true for truma, kamuvan, it's true for chala as well. Chala is really the equivalent thereof to truma. The difference is that your mafresh truma from tfuah, and your mafresh chala from isa, from da. But truma and chala parallel each other very, very much. And that means that just like when it comes to truma, the halacha is the chita achas peiteres hasakri, so too, when it comes to chala, the halacha is chita achas, or the proverbial thereof, just a little bit of da, peiteres hasa'isa, it's going to pater the entire isa. Stating that, the Rabbana did give a share for truma, and the Rabbana did give a shear for chala. As it relates to the shear of truma, so the Gemara says that really it depends on what kind of person you are. If you're a person that gives b'ayin yafa, then you should give 1/40. 1/40 of your whole geshef, 2.5%, that's what the number should be. If you're someone that's b'ayin ra, so 1/60. And if you're a beinoni, so then you shouldn't do 1/50. But that's a rabbinic share. Because midday raisa, there is no share. Midday raisa, chita achas is peiteres hasakri. As it relates to chala, so there too, Chazal gave a shear. What's the shear? A person that is a regular balabas, he should give 1/24, echon michav dalit of his isa, and a nachtan gives echon memches, he gives 1/48 of his isa. But again, these shiurim of 1/40, 1/50, 1/60, 1/24, 1/48, as it relates to Isa, as it relates to Chala, these are all Shiur Rabban. Stating that, the Noida B'Yehuda and the Tshuva, and this is in Yaredei Madura Tinyana, it's Simin Reish Aleph, and the Tshuva was written to one of the more popular Shoyals in Tshuva's Noida B'Yehuda, was written to Rabbi Yeshaya Pick, and Noida B'Yehuda wrote to Rabbi Yeshaya Pick the following. He says, V'yeshli loymar bazeh. In this sugi, I want to say a dover chadash, a chiddish, like kodmani bazeh shum mefarish oy poisek. I'm going to say a chiddish that no one in history ever said. So this is the koyach that the Noida B'Yehuda had. He said, I'm about to tell you a chiddish that no one in the world ever said. So what was this guy's chiddish that Noida B'Yehuda said? So he said a dover nifla. He said, we know Chazal say that when it comes to truma and it comes to chalo chita achas peiteres hasakri. Stating that, said the Noida B'Yehuda, when it comes to the mitzvah of Afrosha's Truma and Afrosha's Chala, there's really two dinim. What are the two dinim? Number one, if a person has tfuah, he has a field, and he has a whole bunch of tfuah that grew. So the halach is that until he's mafresh Truma, he's not allowed to eat from his tfuah. The tfuah is tevel. It's asa midei raisa, with a chiyah misa midei shamayim. What he needs to do is he needs to be mafresh from his truma, and then after he's mafresh from his truma, so the halach is now he's separated truma, he'll be able to go eat his food. It's no longer going to be teva. That's one din. Hafrashas truma. Obsedat sveita din. It's pashat. After you mafresh the truma, you have to take this truma and you have to give it to a kohen. That's a separate halacha. The two components together make up the parasha of truma and the parasha of challah. But this is back of the envelope math. This is very, very simple. The mitzvah of truma, the mitzvah of challah, is really made up of two distinct components. Number one is the hafrasha, and number two is the nesina. The two have nothing to do with each other. If somebody is mafresh truma, at that point, he unlocked the issa tevel from his tefuah. If he never gives the truma to a kayin, he's a gazlan. He stole from the mamon hashevid, mamon sheyesh latoiv, and talk for kayin mitzi nois miyadeh, hey mitzi nois miyadeh. There's some fun sugyas. But the bottom line is, tevel, if once he is mafresh truma, at that point, if he eats the tefuah, he's not going to be over in issa tevel anymore. Then noch is not tzveita din. The tzveita din is you have to take the truma, you have to take the challah, and you have to do something with it. You have to be mekayim mitzvah nesina. You have to go and you have to give it to a kohen. Said the Noida Behuda that I hope that when Chazal said chita achas peiteres asakri, they were referring dafka to the mitzvah safrasha. That mitzvah that you have to be mafresh truma, to unlock the issa tevel, for that all you need to do is give a chita achas, which is in contract to ma'aser and truma's ma'aser, where you have to give a full 10%. But for a truma, chita achas peteres asakri, and the equivalent thereof as it relates to challah. Abavas is negated the tzveita din. If you want to be mekayim the mitzvah of taking the truma and now giving it to the kohen, taking the challah and give it to the kohen, for that already you would have to do a proper nesina, and for that said the Noida Behuda, you would already have to have a share. That's what the Noida Behuda said. He says, I don't have a right to say something like this. Chazal say chita achas beiteres asakri. It's everywhere. No one ever said such a chiddush, as the Noida Behuda himself said. So if that's the case, what's even the makar to say something like this? So the ikka tshuva that the Noida Behuda wrote was on this topic of challah. So we'll bring it out from the challah component. Although if we were learning the sugyas of truma, we're learning neither. But if we learn the sugyas of truma, we could talk about it more from the truma standpoint. But the ikka tshuva was written regarding challah. Said the Noida Behuda, because read the pasuk. The pasuk says as follows: V'hoya ba'och lechem lechem aretz tarimu truma l'Hashem. You're going to eat from the lechem aretz. You have to make sure you mafresh truma. What's that truma? Reishes arisoy seichem challah. Tarimu truma ketrumas gairin kein tarimu oisa. And then the Torah says, "May reishes arisoy seichem titnu l'Hashem truma l'doyroy seichem." These three psukim are in totality the parish of challah. And it mentions both din. It mentions the mitzvah to be mafresh challah, and then to take that challah and give it to the kohen. But again, listen to the language that the Torah uses. V'hoya b'cholchem milechem ha'aretz tarimu truma l'Hashem. You should set aside truma. Reishes arisoy seichem chalo tarimu truma ketrumas gerin kein tarimu oisa. May reishes arisoy seichem titnu l'Hashem truma l'doyroy seichem. The first two psukim, l'chayra, are talking about the mitzvah of Afrasha. The last pasuk that says, Mereshes Arisa Yisechem Titnu Truma L'Hashem, that pasuk is already talking about the mitzvah of Nesina, the mitzvah of giving it to the Kayan. Says the Noida Behuda, being that the Torah used the Lashon of Titain, the Torah said Titnu L'Hashem Truma, Nesina means that it has to be a Dover Chashev. And a Chita Achas is not Chashev enough. To take a little bit of dough and to give it to a Kayan, you didn't give him a davar chashev. And being that the Torah used the lashon of nesina, so the lashon of nesina is mechayev that you give a davar chashev, and being that it's mechayev that you give a davar chashev, so therefore you won't be able to fulfill it. So when the Torah talked about hafrasha, did the Torah use the lashon of tarimu? It doesn't say anything about being mafresh asher chashev. But when the Torah talked about giving it to the kohen, the Torah uses the lashon titnu by truma also. It says titein loy, give it to the kohen, titein. So there the Torah says a lashon of nesina. Nesina says the Noida Behuda means it has to be a shir chashev. And if it has to be a shir chashev, that's the way it's going to work out. So he says, that's my makar. Chitachas peteres asakri. Yeah, when the Torah uses the lashon tarimu, so there's no makar that you need a shir chashev. But when you're giving now to the kohen over there, it has to be a shir chashev, and there it's going to have to be a nesina. So the Noida Behuda said a dover nifla. Ready? A dover nifla. It says, take a look at Rashi and Chumash. Rashi and Chumash says, on the mitzvah of challah, reishes arisa yisechem challah tarimu truma ketrumas goyren kein tarimu oisa ketrumas goyren zok tei l'gerashi shloi nema bashir.
There's no shir. Meaning, what does the Torah mean when it says be mafresh chala like trumas gairin, like truma? It means that just like trumas gairin has no shir. Chitachas peteres esakri. Snow to here, there's no shir. V'loike trumas meiser shenema bashir, as opposed to trumas meiser, which does have a shir. Avach chachamim nasnu shir. Chachamim grada gave a shir. L'bal abayis echam yasum v'arba. U'lenachtoim echad me'arbanim v'shmoim. So Zok Rashi, what does the Torah mean when it says Kitrumas Gairin, the Chal is like Trumas Gairin, just like Trumas Gairin has no Shir, Chidachas, Beteres, Sakri. The same is true as it relates to Chal. In the next Pasuk, Meireishis Arisa Yisechem Titnu Lashem, Truma L'Doiro Yisechem. Zok Rashi, this is two Rashis later. Titnu Lashem Truma. Lafisha Loisham Manu Shir L'Chal. Being that we don't know of any Shir L'Chal, Nemar Titnu, that's why the Torah said, Titnu Sheyeheba Kedei Nesina. The Torah is telling me, Titnu, that there has to be a shear. And the shear is that it should be a Kedei Nesina. So the Mizrahi, the ultimate Mefarish on Rashi, asks, Rashi was Soysim Vishnasim Mamish, two Rashis after, it's a plea of Finazach. First Rashi says, Kitrumas Goyrin Shalay Nema Bashir, Abel Chachamim Nosnu Shear. And then literally two Rashis later, Titnu, Lefishalay Shamanu Shear, Nema Titnu Shiyeheba Kedei Nesina. And the Mizrahi Mutches, Imamish Mutches to be Miyash of this Rashi. Said the Noid of Yehuda, it's Pasha, Rashi saying what I'm saying. Because there's two dinim in Chalot. There's the Hafrasha, and then there's the Nesina. Vas is Negeya, the Hafrasha, it's Ketrumas Gairin. Reishas Arisa Yisechim Chalot Torimu Truma. That's Ketrumas Gairin Shein Loshir. Chitachas Beteres HaSakri. Abba Vas is Negeya, Mereishas Arisa Yisechim Titnu. Now we're talking about giving it to the Kayin. Titnu, who are you giving it to? To the Kayin. They already tzaruk sheyehebat niskidei nesina. And says the Noi de Be'udah, says much as I feel like, who am I to say such a chiddush? Literally, a davar chadash like kadmani bezeh shum mefarish ha-paisek. But I'm coming from Rashi and Chumash. I think it's an often a Rashi and Chumash. I don't see another way to be miyashid. The Mizrahi was matrik himself to give zechen eitz ahead of be miyashid of these two Rashis. But the emes is, I think to me it's mamash kemincha. Said the Noi de Be'udah, that as much as I think this is emes, and this is the way it is, but at the same time, it's not so pashat. And the reason it's not so pashat is because there's a sugya that's oimid kenegdi. And that's a sugya in Masechtas Gittin Daf Chaf Amar Aleph. We had it in today's daf. We just learned it. The Gemara said, Amar Rav Chizda said, Yochilna l'mifsalina l'kula gita l'alma. I have a way I could passel every single get. And Rava was muching a little bit. Rav Chizda, the Rebbe, the Shver, like, what do you mean? Like, where was he coming from that if I want, I could passel every single get? So first he thought maybe it's because the woman is the one that pays for the get, not the man, and it says for kosovly, he has to, hefker bez den hefker. But then he had another reason. Maybe what Rav Chizda was referring to is because it says v'nasam v'yada, v'hochal o'yav v'midi. At the end of the day, he didn't give her anything. And because he didn't give her anything, so maybe that's the problem. What does it mean he didn't give her anything? So Rashi says that being that it says v'nasan, v'nasan sounds like she has to be a bar nesino. She hey shava pruto. And the niyar, the paper that the get is written on, has no value. It's a chaspa ba'alma. And as a result, maybe that's what Rav Chizda meant. But the Gemara says, dilma nesinas geti. Who said v'nasan really means that it has to be worth a shava pruto? Maybe all you need is that it should be a something. And a get is a something. Meaning, who said v'nosan means that it has to be worth a shava pruta? If you take a look at Tosfos, Tosfos, it's a short Tosfos, but it's an arichos. It packs a big punch, this Tosfos. Tosfos fires 10 different sugyas and shas in 10 lines. And Tosfos says like this, that it comes out from the maskana of this Gemara, that even though it says v'nosan b'yada, but doesn't mean that the niyar has to be worth a shava pruta. Even if it's not worth a shava pruta, it's going to be okay. Says Tosfos, I have other makaris for this, that where the Torah uses the lashon of nesina, still it doesn't necessarily mean nesina, it doesn't necessarily mean a shava pruta, and even if it has no shavis. V'chem, reading Tosfos inside. Shalaf ish naloi v'nasan l'reyeyo. It's a pasuk in Rus. And it talks about kinyan chalipin. Like being a shava pruta. And we know you could be kind of kinyan chalipin with a sudder, even though it's not worth a shava pruta. Afal gaf tichsev v'nasan. Shalav ish naloi v'nasan l'reyeyo. So you see chalipin requires an asina, but it doesn't have to be worth a shava pruta. So it's very gishmak. That's what the Gemara just said. It was a habamina that v'nasan b'yada needs that the niyar should be worth a shava pruta. But the fia, and it really doesn't have to be worth a shava pruta. V'chein gabi truma says Tosfos. Chita achas poiteres hasakri. Afal gav tichsiv tite loy. It says tite loy. And we know chita achas poiteres hasakri. Oh, so you see clearly that the word tite loy doesn't have to be worth a shava pruta. Ubemat lois dam chatos. The Torah says that the dam that was put on the mizbeach, by the chatos, it refers to it as a matana. The dam doesn't have to be worth a shava pruta. Ubemat lois pahoinois. The metzaira,
ain't by shear. You see over there, there's no shear. So it says Toisvis, it's very gishmak with the maskon of this Gemara. Chalupin, it says Venosan, there's no shear. By true Machitachas Peteres Hasakri, there's no shear, even though it says a lotion of Titein Loi. The Hazois of the Chatos, the Matnus Bahinus, you have all these different places where the Torah uses the lotion of Sina. And it sounds like it doesn't have to be worth a Shavu Pruta. Says Tois, it's very gishmak. That's the maskon of this Gemara, that the Venosam Yoda they get also didn't have to be worth a Shavu Pruta. But then Tois goes weiter, and Tois says, Lamaisa, I have two places that I found in Shas that the Torah uses the Lashon Nesina, and it does have to be worth a Shavu Pruta. One of them is, the Pasuk says, Isha she yirkach kamoyu, v'ashe yitei mimenu alzar v'nichras me'amav. So that Pasuk, it's a Gemara, Krisus davavam beis, Taisus quotes, and it's talking about the Shemen HaMishcha. So the Shemen HaMishcha was put on Kayanim, Kayanim Gedoilim, Melachim, but Azar wasn't allowed to put the Shemen HaMishcha on him. And the Gemara says that the only time a person would be over this Isser is if the amount of Shemen that was put was a Kezayas. If it was less than a Kezayas, not. And how do I know that? Because it says, v'ashe yitei, and yitei is a sheer chashav. It has to be a kezayis. Says Tosfos. Oh, so you see, in the scene, it does have to be a shir chashav. It has to be a kezayis. So Tosfos, haynu mishum the sicha here. The reason is because the Torah over there used the lashon of nesina, where really the proper lashon would have been sicha. Asher yosuch. That's what you're doing. Really, what you're doing is sicha. Why the Torah used the lashon of nesina? La fuki mi mashmos the sicha kasi. It's coming to teach me a chiddush. So if the Torah goes out of its way and uses the wrong word, and the word is nesina, so then enochanami. I'll go back to the Havamim of the Gemara, Gittin Daf Chafam and Aleph, then it's seen as a Lashon of Shavapruta, it's a Lashon of Chashivas. But it's only because the Torah used the wrong word over there. The Torah says, I have another case. The Torah says, regarding one of the Menachos, it says, Lo Yosem Aleh Shemen, V'lo Yitein Aleh Levoina. And the Gemara Masechtas Menachos, Darshins Daf Samacham and Aleph, that how much Levoina are you not allowed to put on the mincha? You're not allowed to put a kezayis. Because it says, lo yitein ole aloinu. So it says, I have another Gemara, that the Gemara says that nesina has to be a shir chashav, it has to be a kezayis. So it's the same teretz. Because by shemen, it said, lo yosim ole shemen. And by levoinu, it said, lo yitein ole aloinu. So why did we switch from sima to nesina? So we spoke out not long ago, a raid by from the Malbim that explained the chiluk between sima and nesina regarding lifnei iva le sitein michshal. But Tosfos over here says, that why did the Gemara change the lashon? How goofy to teach me this halacha, that even though nesina itself doesn't necessarily mean a sheir chashav, but if the Torah went and the Torah changed the lashon, over there that's going to be the way it is. But the bottom line is, Tosfos learns, and it's really based l'chayra on a mefurish gemara, that even though there's a havamina, that when it says v'nosan, it means a sheir chashav, it has to be worth a pruta, has to be maybe a kezayis, but l'fi emes, it's not the way it is. And that's why ksivas aget could be on a niyar, even if it's not worth a shava pruta. And that's why you could do chalipin with something that's not worth a shava pruta. That's why chita achas paiteres esakri, even though it says titein loy. That's why the matonis of the dam, the matonis behind us, even though the Torah refers to them as matonis, still they don't have to have a chashiv. Ah, you'll tell me you found two cases in Shas. That's midashina hakasav. If the Torah goes out of its way to use the lashon nesina, then it's going to be different. Otherwise, not. So it says the night of Yehuda that yodati b'ni yodati. I understand that I'm saying a chiddush. I'm saying that when the Torah said titin, like by truma, and the Torah said titnu lachem truma l'leiris eichem regarding chala, that it has to be a shir chashuv, and you don't say the halacha of chita achas peteres hasakri. The chura, it's keneged a gemar mesachtes getin, and it's keneged a mefurish toisfus in mesachtes getin, daf chof amir aleph. So said the Noi Debut to Rabbi Shaya Pick, I know what you're thinking. How do I have a right to go keneged a Gemara? And how do I have a right to go keneged a Mefurish HaTosfos? So said the Noi Debut Yehuda, I'm going to tell you two answers. The first answer is, Pashit, just a V'yesh Loimer. Meaning, I think, could be, I can make this work even within Tosfos. Why? Because Tosfos and the Tosfos, and that's why we went through the Arichos to speak out, this whole Tosfos said, that even though Nesina usually doesn't necessarily mean a sheir chashav, but midashina hakasav, if the Torah ever uses two words that really could describe the same thing, then if one of the words is nesina, it's from the shinuy aloshin that it tells me that this must be what is going on. Since then, let's learn the psukim here in Parashas Shlach. Reishas arisoi seichem chalo torimu truma. Ketrumas agoyrin kein torimu oisa. May reishnes arisoi seichem titnu l'ashem truma l'dayri seichem. Now the Yehuda says, I think the Torah could have said the same thing it said without using the word titnu, but using the word tarimu again.
And medeshina hakasa, from the fact that the Torah went from using the word truma to using the word titnu. So just like Tosfos said regarding sikh of the Shemen HaMishcha, and just like Tosfos said regarding the shir of Levina, of lo yitin olel Levina, so to over here, the Torah changed by chala from parimu to titnu. So I think that gives me a basis now to darshan, that titnu has to be a shir nesino. So I think even lafi what Tosfos is saying, even within the world of Tosfos, even if I want to accept Tosfos' framework. Now Tosfos says mefurish that you don't have to give a shir. Tosfos is one of his mishol, and one of his examples that nesino doesn't have to be a shir choshev is chit achas pater sakri, which is what the Noidibidu is goof for coming to contradict. But the bottom line is I can work within the framework of Tosfos, and I think I could say what I want to say. But said the Noidibidu Yehuda, but I don't think I have to do that. And he said, because I don't know if this whole Tosfos is muchach. That's what Nebuchadnezzar said. I don't know if this whole Tosfos is muchach. And he says like this, I want you to know that Lamaisa Tosfos said what Tosfos said. And he says, I have no right to ever argue with a Tosfos. V'chasfos sholem shehoyisi mahar racha divrei Rabbi Yisrael. And chalilu to think that I would ever have the places to go and go kenega the Tosfos. El molesha matzasi sheheim atzman b'makam acha loikosfuken. But he said, I found the Tosfos somewhere else, where Tosfos himself doesn't seem to agree with what he said over here. Now, this other Tosfos already, we can't go into, but it's a Tosfos Masech the Shabbos, Daf Chof Hei Amabez, if you want to look it up, it's the top Tosfos. And Tosfos seems to say over there for a Dover Pashat that wherever it says the Lashon of Nesina, it means it has to have a proper share. So said the Noid of Yehuda, that I would never be Chaylik with a Tosfos. But I found another Tosfos, and it seems like Tosfos himself was Masopik. And if Tosfos himself was Masopik, that much already I'm confident to be Machriya Bein HaTosfoses, and I'm going to say the Chiddush that I want to say. And that is, says the Noida Behuda, that although the Gemara had a Havamina to say that every single get should be Pasul, why? Because a get has to be written on a Shavaputa, because it says a Lashon of Nesina. And the Gemara seemed to have fallen off of that. What was the Gemara's Teretz? Dumma Nesina's get Baalmehi. So the Noida Behuda, I don't think the Gemara was ever being Chayza from the Havamina. What was the Havamina of the Gemara? That if it says Venasan, it has to be a Shavu Pruta. The Gemara was Chayzer. The Gemara said, no, maybe that's not what it means. Maybe it means Nesinas get Ba'alma. Said the Rebbe, you think the Gemara was Chayzer? That in the Havamina, the Gemara thought, Venasan means Chashav. And now, it's true, it's a Tais. It seems too fickle. That's not what the Chazar of the Gemara was. I'll tell you what the Chazar of the Gemara was. The Gemara in the Teretz also holds what it thought in the Kasha. That in order to be Mekayim, Venasan, it has to be a Dover Chashav. The Gemara, the Havamina thought that the Chshivos has to be that the paper is worth $20. Kamash Malon, that the get is Be'etzim Chashav. And you're Mekayim the Venasa about the get of the Chshivos. Not Mitzad, the value of the Niyar. That's missing the whole Svina over here. The Chshivos is Mitzad, the Chshivos of the piece of paper. Says the She'ina Kavona El Nesina Saget. Meaning, va'af she'enu shavam uva mikri nesino, she'dover gadol nasan lo, shal yodem uteris la'almo. So just like the Gemara in the Kasha thought that v'nasan needs to be a dover chashav, I think in the Teretz the Gemara thinks that also. The shakl v'tariyah, the havamin and the Teretz of the Gemara is what the taich of chashivos is. The Gemara thought it's the money, not everything is about gelt. Sometimes something can be chashav, not out gelt. It's chashav pashit because of what it's doing. It's being materish la'almo. And that in and of itself gives it a chashivos. And that was the maskana of the Gemara. I think that's what's going on over there. And then the Noid Bidu goes on, one by one, he's doicha every one of Tosfos' rayas. I mean, Tosfos started off, he had a whole bunch of rayas that Nesina doesn't have to be a davar chashev. And the Noid Bidu says, I don't think this is a raya, I don't think that's a raya, as it relates to the most important one, and that is the Tosfos said, chita achas peteres esakri, even though it says tite, says the Noid Bidu, arva arva tzorech. How did Tosfos know that? Meaning, that's my whole point. I hold that when it says titen, you actually do have to have a davar chashav. Meaning, Tosfos says, oh, we know chitachas is peter sakri. It says titen. No. Tosfos, that's good for what I'm saying. I'm saying, faket, really, Nesina has to be a davar chashav. It says titen. You're right. Because chitachas peter sakri is only as it relates to the hafrasha. But since again, under a chelik, over there it's going to be different. But the bottom line is, this was the chiddush of the Noid Yehuda. The chiddush of the Noid Behuda is that even though throughout Shas chit achas peteres esakri, and there's the equivalent thereof as it relates to chala as well, but at the same time, this is only going to be true as it relates to the first mitzvah, the hafrosha chelik. Vasiz negeya, the nesina, giving it over to the kohen, for that already you would have to have a shir chashev, and if it's not going to be a shir chashev, it's not going to be okay. So if you just said, how does it play out l'maisa? So this is how he comes out. He comes out like this. Chala. The Ikka Tshuva was written related to Chala. The two Rashis in Parsha Shlach are Negeya Chala. So it says the Noida B'Yehuda, what's the Shir Chala? So for a Baal Bas, it's 1/24. He says, I think that 1/24 is a shir deiraisa. That's a real shir. The 1/24 is a shir deiraisa. And Rashi said 1/24 is a shir derabanan, and he meant to be mafresh 1/24. But to give 1/24, I think, is a shir deiraisa. But Snedenoi de Behuda, to be Mekayim, the mitzvah Nesina deiraisa, you don't have to give 1/24 of everything. So if a person's running, it's a big kitchen with a lot of challahs that are being baked right now, you don't have to give 1/24 of everything. 1/24 of one isarin, that's the minimum share of challah, that in and of itself would be enough for it to be considered a bar nesina, and with that you'd be Mekayim, your mitzvah deiraisa. The Rabbanan said you shouldn't give 1/24 of everything. So there is a shir derabanan in the nesina itself, because really midayraisa, all the kitain and the titnu is mechayiv, is that you give a shir chashiv. For that, it just has to be chashiv. What does chashiv mean? So Nabi Yehuda said, I think the shir echem yichav dalet is the shir chazal wanted. That is the shir derayisa. They gave that shir. Meaning, the chiyuv shir is derayisa, upirshu chacham, that it's 1/24. But within the 1/24, there's a derayisa, and there's a derabana. The deraisa is the ikur 1/24 of the one isarin. When you're going to give 1/24 of everything, which is what you have to do, a chelik of that will be the rabbana. Says the Neid Biyuda, if you do the sikur, what you have is three dinim, three shiurim, as it relates. This is mamish yisoid achsidus v'shoidash avoid atmim in matnas kohuna. This is a very important shuv. So he said it comes out as three dinim. Vas is negay the hafrasha. There's no share at all. Chita achas paiteres hasakri. Vas is negay the nesina. Now there's already a share. What's the share? Again, let's talk about challah. It has to be 1/24. But 1/24 of one isarin, with that you already fulfilled the share deiraisa. There is a din derabanan to be moisef, and the din derabanan is to give 1/24 of everything. That hoisafa is going to only be midrabanan. So the hafrash of the whole share is the rabanan. What's negay the nesina? A chelik of it will be deiraisa, and then a chelik of it is going to be the rabban. Either way, we just spoke out a good chelik of the tshuva, not the entire tshuva. I'll tell you something interesting. He goes weiter, and this is interesting, because it's interesting also because who the Neid Yehuda is writing the tshuva to. It's written to Rabbi Shaya Pick. So it seems that Rabbi Shaya Pick was telling him something about real Kabbalah. So Teich Dvarav, this is already a little bit of a digression. It's the same minion, but a little bit of a digression. So he writes to him, Zula Zed, Divrei Agada Shehisker. This Divrei Agada that you mentioned in your letter to me, the Hayishuv Sha'ola Al Pi Soid HaIbur. You had a nice kasha on Agadata, and you had a teretz based on the Soid HaIbur. So what's the Soid HaIbur? It doesn't mean the Moilid, I don't think. The Soid HaIbur is Ibur and Gilgal is Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'is Inyan. So we know what a Gilgal is, right? Gilgal is when a person's neshama is reincarnated. It comes back down to this world. And Ibur, I think, is when it's a chelik of a neshama. So there's a fusion of two different neshamas. So again, it's what's known as Ibur. But the bottom line is, Shnat Tzadikim Boim Gam B'doyresu Achroinim B'Soid HaIbur. So the Yehuda tells from Rabbi Shaya Pick, you were telling me about tzaddikim, they come back into different generations, and in Unzer Welt we have different tzaddikim. Hine, Rum Maloso, he says, you sheyedeh ba'atzmesh a tzaddik gomer, you know you're a tzaddik gomer, ulai miskayim boy, maybe you were zoichet to soid Hashem l'yireya, ves yishorim soidoy. Clearly you tapped it. So maybe you were zoichet to soid Hashem l'yireya, so you know from these achen. Aval ani ban, be'oni, ani samech b'chelki, chelik ha'nigla b'shasu poiskim, ami samech b'chelki, chvesish from soid ha'ibur. But I know a little shasu poiskim, the only esek ministaris, v'halavai shechelik ha'nigla yalo b'yadi, v'hashem yoireini nifloiz b'teirasa v'yancheini b'derek emes, ha'derek shedorchu boi raboisai noichei nefesh. This is pretty sharp. But the bottom line is, this is what he told him. But regardless, just want a few poshit, tiny hoistofis, postscripts, we're finished. But just a few tiny postscripts. Number one, the Welt says that it could be this chiddush of the Neid Behuda is really telling the machlokes Rambam and Ramban. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, when he's minded the mitzvah of Truma and Chala, he's minded one mitzvah. Ayin Shom in Sefer HaMitzvahs, he's minded one mitzvah. The Ramban, in his lengthy hasogas on the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs, this is in Shoyrish Shnei Masar, Shoyrish Yud Beis. One of his asogis are in the way the Rambam counted the mitzvahs of Matnas Kahuna, and the Ramban told the Rambam that I think you made a mistake. You counted it as one mitzvah, it's two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah to be mafresh, and then there's a separate mitzvah to give. So the Welt says that it sounds a little bit like maybe the Chiddush of the Neid Yehuda should be totally in this Shaila. I mean, if it's one mitzvah, so then it's a little harder to say and to bifurcate in one mitzvah that this Chelek in the mitzvah does have a share and this Chelek in the mitzvah doesn't have a share. In the Ramban, it's Asach Kicher. It goes over a little bit better. So you can say that no, that the Hafrash is one mitzvah in Sefer HaMitzvahs. This is a different mitzvah in Sefer HaMitzvahs. It's a different count in 613. This mitzvah has no share and this mitzvah does have a share. Pasha. There's another comment that all the Achrayim make on this Neid B'Yehuda, and that is the Neid B'Yehuda prefaces Chiddush by saying the Yechli Loimer B'Zeh Dover Chadosh Loi Kodmani B'Zeh Shum Mefarish El Poisek. I'm going to say Chiddush that nobody ever said. And everybody comments on the Neid B'Yehuda that it was Nelam from the Neid B'Yehuda Shita Sarishayim. This was not the Neid B'Yehuda's Chiddush. He wasn't the first one to say this. It's a Tosfos Rid. It's Tosfos Rid in Masechtes Kedushin. Daf Nun Ches, where the Tosfos Rid says, Kemat word for word this Chiddush of the Neid B'Yehuda. So I'll show you something interesting. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and this is in Derech Amuna, it's in Hilchis Trumois, it's Perikim Alacha Aleph. So the Rambam over there, right, Derech Amuna was written as a Pirish on the Rambam, Mishnah Brurah style Pirish on the Rambam in Zerah. So the Rambam says, Trumah Gedoyla Ein Lo Shem in HaTayra, Shenem Ereshis Degoncha Kolshu, Afilu Chita Achas, Poiteres HaSakri. So Zok Reb Chaim Kanievsky in Derech Amuna. What does it mean, Chita Achas, Poiteres HaSakri? Afilu meya kiroyim, a person has 100 kris. Vafilu mikamisados, they're in multiple fields. Vafilu kol atfuah shel kol eretz Yisrael, pretty dramatic. He owns all the tfuah in the entire land, from sea to shining sea. Yochai lifter bechita achas. You can take one chit, you can buy it. So you want to know what it means? Chita achas b'teres hasakri. So Reb Chaim, v'yesh k'tzas rishonim desvirlu, the some rishonim that hold that dafkul inin lifter akri mitevel sagi bechita achas. Dafka vos is negeya patrim from Tevel. Avol mitzvahs nesina, lo yikayim, and lo yitin kashir nesina. That for that already you have to give a shir nesina, says Reb Chaim, that there's some rishonim that said that. Avol roiv rishonim, chokin alzeh, v'sfir elohu demekayim mitzvahs nesina, gam b'mashu, v'ein tzorach lo kizayis v'lo yishav apruta, ayin sham. So on the bottom in the Tzion Halacha, says Reb Chaim, who are these rishonim that said it? This Maramakim, the Velt had already. For Reb Chaim with his great Bekias, Umaram Chalavo, Psochim Daf Lamed Beis, Amed Beis, Dibri Amaskul, the Ein, the Ureim Asholem, Simin Kuf Nun Aleph, the Kach Kosav Anoida be Yehuda Tinyana Simirish Aleph, Misvarad and Afshe. Says Reb Chaim, you already wrote in the Chuba Misvarad and Afshe. But the emphasis, there were three Rishonim that said it. Number one, you had the Tosfos Rid that said it. Number two, you have a Maram Michalav that said it. And number three, there's even a third Rishon that says it. And the third Rishon that says it is the Ireim. So this is something that Yehuda said, I'm going to say a Chiddush that nobody ever said. But the emphasis, this is an Indian that you find in the Rishonim. Just to be Messiah, Beki Toiv, not that this is not Ki Toiv, but just to be Messiah, Mamish, with a little bit of chizik, and that is, so in Eretz Yisrael, it's Parsha Shlach right now, right? So Parsha Shlach is coming, and Parsha Shlach is with the mitzvah of Chalas. So it's a little bit, Dover B'itay Matoiv. And the emphasis is a little bit interesting, because when you think of Parsha Shlach, right, Chumash Torah Parsha Shlach, you don't get past the Parsha of the Meraglim. It's all about the Parsha Meraglim dominates Parsha Shlach, right? It's the predominant sugya. Yet, right after the Parsha of the Meraglim, there's two Parshas of the Torah that are talked away. One is the mitzvah of Nesachim, that there's certain karbonis that require Nesachim. You can even bring it 10 days later, right? But one is the mitzvah of the Nesachim. But there's another mitzvah, and that is the mitzvah of Challah. And the truth is, it's really not Pashit. Why right after the parasha of the Meraglim did the Torah mention the parasha of the Nesachim and the parasha of the Challah? So we once mentioned from the Chedush Arim, that the Chedush Arim said that why is the mitzvah of Nesachim mentioned right after the parasha of the Meraglim? He says, because when the Eibishter decreed that all the Yidden that were involved in Vayivku, Balaylahu, that they would all die in the Midbar, so there was an Imay Anoichi B'Tzara. The Eibishter was in tremendous pain, because it meant that there was going to be a Churban Beis HaMikdash, and it meant that the Yidden were going to be in Golos, and there was a terrible, terrible Tsar of Shechina. Chazal say, Lo Ivri Yayin, Elo Lenachem Aven. Tnu Sheikha Le'ovid, V'Yayin Lamari Nefesh. And Kaviyochel, the Eibishter needed something to be misameachim. So the Torah gave a mitzvah of nesachim. Nesachim, Chazal say, is yayin that's misameachim likim va'anoshim. He said, take a little bit of wine and pour it on the mizbeach to be misameach kaviyochel, a little bit of nechama, a little bit of chizik, because of the imay anoichi b'tzari that the Eibishter felt, because of the terrible gzeri, the terrible decree was the mirag. That's what the Chedush Arim said. V'ruyin advarim l'mishamra. But what about the mitzvah of challah? V'kum tarayim challah. So I'll tell you what the Sfarna says. The Sfarna is offenar. Challah tarimu truma. Achar chet ha-meraglim, right after the chet of the meraglim, hitzrich gam ha-challah. We needed a mitzvah of challah. L'man yiyu ru'uyim shetochu bracha bevateim. So like this, the Yidin would be ra'uy that bracha should descend upon their houses. Ka'amroi. It's a pasuk in Yecheskel, Perek Mem Dalet. The pasuk says, V'reishes ha-risoy seichem, titnu lakayim, this is challah, lohaniach bracha el beisecha. V'chein Elio, you find this by Elio. So when Elio goes to the Isha HaTzarfasa, so the pasuk over there says she came and Elio was going to make a moifes for her. So what did Elio say? It's unbelievable. Elio tells it like this. V'yomer Elio, al tiri, boi, asi kidvarich. But this is what I need you to do. Ach asi li misham uge kitana barishayna. Make for me an uge ketana, for it says sleeve a lach of nech tasi bachrein, and then you're going to see all the brachas going to come. Sapachas Hashem eloi sechsa. All the grace of nisim with the flies. What was the hakdama to the nes? Make me an uge ketana. Why an uge ketana? Says the Sephardim of Echein Elio said, Asili Misham, Ugi Ktana Barishonia, Boitzei Sli Kichoya, Marashem Kada, Kemach Loi Sichla. But it started with Afrosh Eschala. Because from Afrosh Eschala, Kump Meir Diga Bracha. Svorna. So the Svorna said that why was the mitzvah here? Because had there not been the chet of the Meraglim, we would have had bracha in our houses. We wouldn't have had to come on to any external ways to be zoichet to bracha. Because of the chet of Meraglim, however, Hitzrich, we needed something to be bracha into our house. What brings bracha into a yid's house? It's challah. And it's really a pasuk. V'reishis ha'riso yiseichem titnu lakoyim laniach bracha el beisecha. It's a mefurish pasuk. Now, the emphasis, the pasuk says, V'reishis ha'riso yiseichem titnu lakoyim laniach bracha el beisecha. After learning this truvas noida b'Yehuda, the diuk is boilet. It sounds like it's the titnu, right? The shir nesina. You have to give it to a koyim. You know, unfortunately, today we can't give challah to kayhanim. The reason is because we don't know that Kayhanim are really Kayhanim. So even though Kayhanim Duchen and Kayhanim do Pidyan Aben and Kayhanim obviously wouldn't marry a Grusha and wouldn't go into a Beis HaKfaris, but at the same time, being that we don't know with 100% certainly that a Kayin is a Kayin, so Lachumr, a Kayin would never eat Challah. But at the same time, Alzen Nemar, what the Chassam Sofer says so many different times, and that is Chishav Las, it's Mitzvah, Venenes Vele Yasoi, Mal Olav HaKosav Kilo Asoi. And when a woman bakes challah, and she's mafresh challah, and she wishes that she can give it to a kayin, but she's not doing it because she's an oinus, because unfortunately we don't know who kayanim are. And fakert, there's a Magen Avraham that says you have to be chayish based on a tshuvas arivash, that we don't know for sure who the kayanim are. There's a chishev lasis mitzvah v'nenes v'lo yasar, right? Chassam Sofer says, even though oinus is never commander of it. If a person doesn't do something because of an oinus, it's not as if he did it. But when it comes to mitzvahs, that's not the way it works. If a person doesn't do a mitzvah because he was an oinus, it's as if he did the mitzvah. It's one of that toivos that Eibishter gave us when it comes to mitzvahs. Chishev lasis mitzvah. So if a person's mafresh challah, you want to give it to the kohen, it's reishis harisa yiseichem titnu lakohen laniach bracha beisecha. And the sfurnish tell su, that's why Elio told the isha atzarfasa, he said, asili misham uge ketana, because a big moifus was about to happen. And for a moifus to happen, you need bracha, and what brings the bracha? It's hafrosh eschala. In the Welt, hafrosh eschala is considered a very, very big school, ki yadua. Not really sure what the makar is, but this is a sefurna. Here you have mefurish in the Rishonim and Parsha Shlach, where the sefurna said that after the chet of the meraglim, Klal Yisrael wasn't roi lebracha anymore. We could appreciate that. What was the antidote to that? What's the teretz to right now, this vulnerable position that we find ourselves in? It's the mitzvah of challah. Fascinating thing. That challah brings bracha. Challah brings moifes and Elio HaNavi's grace of moifes. It fathered something that would allow bracha to be challah in this incredible way. And that was none other than the mitzvah of challah.